I seriously wondered if and how and when and how and if we'd make it home. It was very late, one late November night, just about 36 hours till Thanksgiving Day. And I was on a troubling drive. We were on a troubling drive. I'd just picked up our oldest son, Jared, at BWI, down at the airport. He was headed back from college for quick stay at home for Thanksgiving break. And on the way down, I'd seen flurries, which made everything feel kind of fun and seasonal. You kids in the crowd, how many of you like snow? All right, so this got exciting because I'm seeing snow flurries and I'm thinking, this is cool, like snow in the air as I'm getting Jared at the airport. I pick him up and we pull out onto the main roads and conditions quickly changed to whiteout. I'm serious. I'm not exaggerating a bit. It was starting to white out. And so suddenly we had slow crawl traffic on 695. How many of you just love 695? Isn't that great? It's just phenomenal, isn't it? Normal conditions are just fabulous. But whiteout conditions now, brake lights flashing all over, and for me, inside the car, plenty of white knuckling. You know about white knuckling, right? I'm just, I'm gripping it. And Jared is like Jared normally does. He's riding shotgun and jabbering all kinds of life updates about school and friends, all of which was great. But I was growing more and more anxious. The snow's intensifying. The wind is blowing against the car. I grip the wheel tighter, and I seriously wondered if and how and when, how, if we'd make it home. Have you been there? Been there? A show of hands if you've been there. You know what I'm talking about, weather or traffic. You wonder, you feel anxious and wonder if and how you'll make it home. When have you felt that way on heart and soul issues? The heart and soul issues of life. If, when, how will I find home? It's exactly why Jesus directs these challenging words to the disciples and to us in the upper room that night before he would go to the cross. It's fascinating, really, Jesus' words to us in John 14, because we see the deeper loving directions and decor for the great house of God, for the home that he longs for all of us to experience. Verse 1, John 14 and verse 1, he says this. Will you read it with me? Let's read aloud together. Let's all enter in aloud. Here we go. Do not let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. My Father's house has many rooms. If that were not so, would I have told you that I'm going there to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. You know the way to the place where I am going. In the verses to follow, big questions and blustery whiteout confusion and conundrum get expressed by Thomas, Philip, and Judas. And then, verse 23, Jesus replied, anyone who loves me will obey my teaching. My Father, note this, note what it says. My Father, Jesus says, my Father will love them and we will come to them and make our home with them. Anyone who does not love me will not obey my teaching. These words you hear are not my own. They belong to the Father who sent me. In verse 25, Jesus continues, all this I have spoken while still with you, but the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid. We are so loved. We're so loved. Jesus is clarifying how we find our way home with Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Just soak in this reality. This reality right here. You are so loved. There's a place in the Father's house for you. It's true, really. You are so loved. There's a place in the Father's house for you. It's true, really it is. What makes your own house deeply good? Your own house really feel and truly be home. Perhaps it's tangible and colorful, cozy. Maybe it's some of us before service were talking about coffee mugs and what it is about coffee mugs that makes you feel at home. Maybe there's a certain nostalgia about things in your house. And all of that is wonderful. That is wonderful indeed. But I'll guarantee you that it has way more to do with who. Who is present and what qualities characterize the relationships with everyone there. Who? The who in the house. See, when you're really troubled and unsettled, you just long to be home. Truly home with your people, right? Your people who really love you and bring you peace. It's fascinating right here, Jesus' words to us in John 14, because we see the deeper loving directions and decor in the great house of God, this place of home. With all that transpires across John 13 through 17, Jesus is getting his disciples ready for his physical departure and ongoing nearness and dearness. He's preparing them for both. Here in John 14, he helps them grasp more of what to expect, both long range, a literal home, yes, and more immediate in spiritual communion when it comes to being in the here and now, children of the Father, near and dear family, living in the Father's house, in the here and now, home. On life's journey, we all feel what's troubling and confuzzling and dark and stormy and even those whiteout conditions at times, plenty of pitfalls and yes, sinful stumbling. It's true for all of us. And we can feel far from home. In the stories you're going to hear in the next few minutes, you're going to sense that. You're going to hear people share as they're getting ready to get baptized, and those who are joining in membership here at Manor today, you're going to hear them reflect feeling like they were far from home. But then that sense of knowing they've found home because of Jesus. Because of Jesus. So loved. Most of us can readily relate to the disciple Thomas. Big, honest question. Leave it to Thomas. How many of you can tell me, anybody in the crowd can tell me what often gets associated with Thomas' name? What's he often called? What? Yeah, exactly. Bingo. Y'all scored A pluses today. Doubting Thomas. So Thomas said to him, verse 5, John 14, 5. Thomas said to him, Lord, we don't know where you are going, so how can we know the way? Leave it to Thomas to just blurt it out there. Jesus then makes it very clear that finding your way safely home comes by getting to know him. Comes by getting to know him, so you know him and you love him and you trust him. And you trust him and you love him and you know him more. His heart, his life, his forgiveness of sins, his love for you, his new life for you, his love and work alive in you, doing new things. See, when we get to know Jesus like that, truly, then we draw closer to God the Father and we encounter God the Holy Spirit as our helper and comforter and real peace. So what we sang about earlier, that nearness of the Holy Spirit and that invitation for him to come and keep working in us. We get to know all of that and more as we know and love and follow Jesus. And let his life, love, and work flow through our lives, love, and work. Notice when it comes to this great house of God, notice it, Jesus himself is setting the decor and giving the directions. Did you catch that? Extra fun to consider that he grew up earthly son of a carpenter, craftsman. The ancient word is tekton. And it's actually the idea of a sculptor, builder, an expert handyman. Good chance that houses were Jesus' specialty. Good chance. And what Jesus describes for us in John 14 dances between literal, future, physical house for the whole big family. Yes, really. But also the immediate here and now sense of belonging. And both the here and now sense of belonging in the family as well as the long-range view of the great house of God, it's in view right here. The family tone is set by Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Life can indeed feel so troubling, right? Life can feel so troubling. We know it all too well. And the disciples in these moments were feeling dreadfully unsettled. They were white-knuckling big time. Jesus aims to calm them and us with the assurance of home, truly home. In the Father's house, he's preparing. It's going to be a stunning place. Stunning place indeed when we consider how marvelous creation itself is. And Jesus did all that. Colossians 1 and 2 tell us. He was right there in Genesis 1 and 2 at creation. Plus all the stunning beauty and grandeur and impressive architecture and decor that humans made and remade in his image are capable of crafting. Well, when you consider all of that, don't you think for a moment that there's anything blasé or lacking or meh about what's to come in heavenly places someday? And here now, right now, a sense of spiritual home, truly. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit in spiritual home. It's very real for us, very real for us when we receive, when we believe, when we dare to trust him more and keep trusting him so his life, love, and work can flow in us and through us. When we believe and receive like that, the work that he does in us to forgive us and change us and transform us, when we believe like that, listen, when that happens, you land home, safe with Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Jesus shares confident direction, clarity of promise. Did you know what he said? I am the way, the truth, and the life. Just in case you were wondering, just in case in your heart and mind you were waffling a little bit. How do I really get there? I am the way, the truth, and the life, he says. He is the clear way to access the Father's loving house. See, what's really the best about home? The dear and precious people. So explore, I urge you this week on your own, explore John's Gospel, chapter 14, the one we're in today, plus 15 to get ready for next week. John 14 and 15. Jesus explodes how we know the Father through really encountering Jesus. He is perfectly reflecting the Father's love. If you ever find yourself in life going, who is God really? Like, what's he look like? What's the deal with God really? Look at Jesus. Listen to his teaching. Listen to his call. He shows us the Father. He perfectly reflects the Father's love. And he promises the Holy Spirit who enables us with divine power, dwells close, guiding, counseling, helping, comforting, and empowering us. All of this in the heavenly home is reciprocal, just like happens in great family life. In other words, all of this gets going between Father, Son, and Holy Spirit constantly, and with all of us. The Waymaker does that in beautiful ways. So listen to these amazing words again. John 14, verse 27. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Note that. What's the world gonna constantly dish out for you? Confusion, lies, deception, immoral vices of all kinds, more despair, more anxiety, over and over again. Monstrous snowstorms, whiteout, white knuckle conditions, constantly. And Jesus says, do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid. Why? Because home is that wonderful. Don't miss it. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit leading the way in this wondrous house. And we get to join them. Jared and I were so overjoyed that snowy November night when we finally pulled in our driveway and walked through the front door. And though it was very late and it had taken us way longer than it should have to get home that night, we finally pulled in, walked through the front door, lights were still on, the house was warm and safe, and everybody was still up. And so hugs and stories were given all the way around. These stories you're gonna hear right now are all about people who have made it home to the Father's house. So get ready right now to hear more about the loving decor. So loved. So loved. Jesus has decked the house. And you're gonna get to see and sense some of that right now. So get ready to pick up more directions on how to get home. Our first story anticipated...